So one reference where Tim has brought us to that, and we'll make some closing remarks from this passage. 1 Thessalonians 5. Mm-hmm. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. Mm-hmm. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, mm-hmm. and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And mm-hmm. verse 24 is a lovely follow-up with that. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. In context of verse 23, preserve blameless. My spirit, my soul, my body, blameless. He called you. He will also do it. And in this context, it's almost so suitable, although verse 25 doesn't only mean this, but then you say, brethren, pray for us. Because that's what we need. Paul is saying it generally, but in the context of what we're talking about, let's pray for each other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're the brother in 1 Timothy 5, verse 2. That's how you behave. You're the sister in 1 Timothy 5, verse 2. There's implications for you in that also, to make it easy for that brother to have that kind of relationship. Now, a couple of caveats and then a closing suggestion. What we're not saying, it's very difficult to speak about this without giving the implication that your single years are only for the purpose of getting married eventually, and so you're consumed with that. Mark was mentioning that earlier. Don't have the impression, when I'm finally married, then God can finally, you know, has brought me to the point of where he was trying to bring me all along. It's not that way. It's not that your single years are just sort of like marking time and waiting for marriage to come along. So both for men and women, be friends with each other. Just be a good Christian man. Be the right kind of Christian man. Be the man that God intended you to be as a Christian man. Be the woman that God intended you to be as a Christian woman. In 1 Corinthians 7, we won't turn there, but 1 Corinthians 7 talks a lot about those who serve the Lord in their singleness. You will have freedoms that you won't have if you become married. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you believe that the Lord has brought you together, you have come to a point in a relationship with one another. It says also in 1 Corinthians 7, I wrote it down, verse 9, it's better to marry than to burn. It's better to marry than to burn. It means burn with passion. If you're occupied with the thought of, I would love to be spending every moment of the day and night with this person, get married. I mean, take counsel from others, right? Don't just elope. Your parents will never forgive you. But step up. Don't say, well, I hope eventually I'll be a better Christian than I am, so let's keep on postponing this. If you know, and there will come a point where you may still have questions. You may say, well, is this really the one, the Lord? Well, don't keep on second guessing the Lord, right? If the Lord brought you into this relationship and there is counsel that encourages you and the characteristics of the one you have this closest friendship with are the ones that are compatible with you and are compatible with being a godly believer, and you're going to be able to serve the Lord better together than you are apart, because it's just a distraction when you're apart, it's better to marry. It's good for a man not to touch a woman, but it's better to marry than to be overcome with the passion that you would desire to fulfill in the marriage relationship. So I have five little suggestions. You know, the Lord Jesus in Luke 2, verse 52, it says that he grew up. Mm. He grew in wisdom. He grew in stature. He grew in favor with God and with man. Mm-hmm. There are things to do, ways to develop, mm-hmm. that are part of being mature believers. Develop morally. It means to know what morality is and live morally. And I don't mean just in the sexual and sensual arena. Live morally. Live with a God-centered moral compass. The driver on the bus gives you too much change back. You give him his change back. You don't say, hey, I got an extra 50 cents or I got an extra quarter from the driver. Look, what it's my lucky day. Live morally in everything, in the littlest things. Develop morality. Develop morally. Develop financially. Mm. Learn how to manage money when you're single. It's much harder in marriage. Learn how to manage money. Men, start to save money. Men, women, learn how to not spend money. That's the, those are the typical things, right? So it's like, I bought these shoes and they were on sale. I saved so much money. Yeah, but if you didn't buy them, how much did you save?
That sounds like a husband.
But learn how to manage money. Learn how to manage it. It's many times it's the other way. The wife is very frugal and the man is on his 10th credit card because he maxed out the first 9. Develop relationally. That is to say, not between you and one other person, but learn how to have good relationships. Develop relationally. Take leadership when it's your time to take it. Step up. Speak up. When somebody's being treated unfairly, speak out. Do something about that. When somebody is asking for your view of something, base it on the scriptures and give it. Develop relationally with others, your peers, those who are younger than you. Learn how to have that, those qualities. Develop physically. Keep yourself in good condition. Watch what you eat. Don't get slovenly and lazy and, you know, Tim talked about the shape that comes naturally. It's not necessarily the shape you want. Keep yourself, as long as it gets harder later, as long as you can, keep yourself in good shape. Take care of the body that God gave you. And develop spiritually, and it's only last because to make the most impact, not because it's the least important. But so we can end with that thought. Develop spiritually. Learn what the scriptures mean. Learn what a Christian worldview is. Learn what the scriptures teach about every different kind of subject. There are all various categories of subjects. What does it mean to be justified? And how does that affect your life as a Christian? What does it mean to exercise forgiveness towards others? What does it mean to gather together with fellow believers? Sometimes we have the unfortunate phrase or the unfortunate category of these are assembly principles. I heard from one of the brothers on this row one time. I like it. They're just biblical principles. Some of them are about assemblies and how we gather. Some of them are about how we live together. Learn what these things are. Learn what the Holy Spirit's role is in your life. Hmm. Learn the scriptures. Develop scripturally. Develop spiritually. Those are categories where God will help you to grow and prepare you for whatever it is that he has in the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years of your life. Any final comments from my brothers here?
Just one final comment. If you don't, if you all sit through this session today and have been reminded of what it means to be a godly woman and a godly man, and we all walk out of here without the resolve in our minds to ask the Lord to show me how to do this, you've set not only yourself up for disappointment and failure, but it has a global effect. It has a communal effect. This has an effect on the community of faith of believers. It has an effect on how our impact on the world will be. If there are not godly men who will stand up for what is true and what is right and what is just, then something else will stand up. If there are not godly women who are recognizing their God-given ability and talent to be a sucker and to be compassionate and to be a helper, then no one's going to be there to help. And then the other danger is that, and it has a community effect, is then you see role reversal. And that's another horrible side effect if we don't take this matter seriously. There'll be role reversal, and all of a sudden you'll see women trying to run the show and trying to do the things that we just finished reading in Genesis 3. And we see that in our culture today. We see that in our society today. Role reversal, the feminization of men and the masculinization of women. We have to take this seriously. When we walk through that door, we all need to pray, God, help me to aspire to what we heard today.